few special Swiss for Maris Hannah Mary Baschana, Yeshua Meir Ben Sarah Chaya, Ben Chaya Brachel Sarah, Esther Rizbas Nomi Sarah, Chaya Raisa Basdina, Ram Yosef from Moshe Chaim, should all have Bracha Vatzlacha and good health. We're going to be learning about the Seder Levishas Big Day Kahuna, based on the wonderful Sefer Bikve Minchas Chinuch of Rav Yaakov Edelstein Zecher Tzadik Levracha. In Parashas Tzitzav, Moshe was commanded to make the Big Day Kahuna for Aaron Ulabanov, Letzarach Avodasim Mishkan Vemikdosh. According to the Chinuch, we learn this from the Pasuk of Asu Big Day Kodesh Laaron Achicha. The Rambam, Mitzvah Mem Gimel, he also has a Lamed Gimel, he also has a Girsa like that. He has another Girsa, and so apparently with the Ramban was Gairis. Sisa Big Day Kodesh Laaron Achicha Lachavad Ulusifaris. Akoponim is a Mitzvah of Asiyas Big Day Kahuna. The Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Ilchus Klei Mikdash, Halacha Aleph, Ketzet Seder Levichas HaBegodim. What's the Seder? He says first the pants, then the cloak, the ksoines, then the avnates, etc. So the Rambam goes through the Seder. This is the Seder that we see in the Pesuk of Avodis Yom HaKippur. The Mishnah Yom is a different Seder. Akopanim, it's Mefurish in the Gemara Sanhedrin Memtes, the Seder isn't Ma'akev. However, the Gemara says in Yumach of Gimel Amid Beis that the Levishas Mechnesayim is Ma'akev, Menayim Shalei Dabar Kodem Mechnesayim, and the Gemara brings a Pasuk that the Mechnesayim have to come first. So let's say the Kohen, when he put on the Begadim, Taka didn't put on the Mechnesayim first. Is that Ma'akev the Avoda or not? So we find a similar question in Hilchos Tefillin. So we know that the talis comes before the tefillin. Everybody who's ever put on a talis knows that, but it's pashut, it's not ma'akev. It's not a din in the Seder that it has to be that way. It's a din in tadir, v'sheino tadir, tadir kodim. But it's not ma'akev. Tefillin shel yad, v'tefillin shel rosh, it's mavur in shulchan aruch, arachayim simen chafei, sivav, they have to be makdim, the shel yad to the shel rosh. And if you took the shel rosh first, you have to be mavir ala mitzvahs, and you have to be makdim the shel yad, since the pasuk puts it first. So you have to be makdim the shel yad, ukshatim los ayadecha, and then yulu tatafos b'nei necha. Says the Minchas Chinuch, this is Mitzvah Tzadi Tes. Before Gamkein, the Tzorach Shiyaktim Shel Yad L'Shel Rosh, Vim Bokach Shel Rosh Koitim, Tzorach L'Havir Ala Mitzvahs, U'Lahaktim Shel Yad. So if you took the Shel Rosh first, put it down, and put on your Shel Yad. Came in the Akdim Ekra, because the Pasuk put it first. Hachinami Afil Bokach Beged Acher Kodim Mechnesayim, Tzorach L'Havir V'Lubosh Mechnesayim Kodim. If you take another Beged for the Mechnesayim, you have to put that beged down and put on the mechnesayim, just like by the tefillin. If you first take the tefillin shel rosh, you have to put it down and put on the tefillin shel yad. So too, if you take another beged, you have to put it down and put the pants on first. Vayena rechaim says the minchas chinuch simitar pad das hataz siv kotn talid shimarav v'lovi shel rosh koydim shel yad ain tzarich lachlos is shel rosh v'lovi shel yad achar shel rosh. Let's say you taka put on the shel rosh first. The halacha is that you do not have to remove the shel rosh and then put on the shel yad. Rather, you can just put on the shel yad. The kevim the kvar lava shel rosh ain akadima ma'akev. Since you already put on the shel rosh, the kadima doing it first, doing the shel yad first, is nama akiv. V'nira de hachinami. And it would appear that hachinami here also im kodam v'lava shmal bush acher. If you first put on another garment, you don't have to put on the pants first. You don't have to take that garment off and put on the pants first. Put on that garment, leave it on, and then put on the mechnesayim. That's the chiddush. That's the tzushtel of the minchas chinuch. That's just like viyazoy begging tefillin. Just like by tefillin, we see that if you put on the shel rosh before the shel yad, you keep it on. It's only if you take the shel rosh in your hand, you put it down, you put on the shel yad. But if your mom put on your shel rosh, you got to keep it on and then put on your shel yad. Hu adin by the begodim. First you put on the mechnesayim, but if you didn't, you put on another beged beseder. Then just put on the mechnesayim and be done with it. It's too late. Ach yesh lechalek. But we can make a distinction. Bishleim Hashem dehiktim shel rosh v'kvar kiyem mitzvah shel rosh. I understand over there that you are makdim the shel rosh and you already makayim the mitzvah of the shel rosh. Mashar aval akadim lo yichol l'taken af yimachlutz shel rosh. It's not going to help anymore because you already makayim the mitzvah of the shel rosh. So it's too late. Even if you take off the shel rosh, it's shine finished. You already did the mitzvah of the shel rosh. It's too late. But here that the Iker Kpeda is in the Avoda, that you should wear it Kiseder, Imkein Koidem HaAvoda Yochel Lesakein Lama Lo Yisakein. Before the Avoda, fix it, put on the pants, and then put on the other garment. So here's a very interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. What happens if you put on the garment before you put on the mechnesayim, a different garment? Should you leave the mechnesayim, should you leave the other garment on, or should you take it off? Maybe we can shtel tzu to tefillin and say, just like by the shel rosh, you leave it on. If you put it on first, so to the other garment, you leave it on. We say, no. There you already did the mitzvah, so it's too late. You didn't have the kadima, but here it's letzarech avoida. So if it's letzarech avoida, so then take off the other garment and then put on the mechnesayim first. The Gabbai Tefillin, the Mishnah Berurah is maskim to the sheet of the Taz. Like he's Mevar and Simon Chav Hey, Sivav, Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Chav Beis, Bir Alacha Dibra Maschul Paga. The Taz is correct. And he added that Be'emes we paskin that the Shel Yad is not Makiv the Shel Rosh. So Be'etzim, he was already Makayim the Mitzvah of the Shel Rosh. He just wasn't Makayim Mitzvah of the Tikuna. And you shouldn't. We're not going to tell you to take off the shel rosh and then put on the shel yad, because b'chol rega that you're wearing tefillin, you're mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem. So how can you remove the mitzvah of Hashem to be mekayim the mitzvah min hamufchar? So with this, we can be mechazik the minchas chinuch's chiluk between tefillin and big day kahuna, that by tefillin b'levishas and kol rega v'rega, he's mekayim the mitzvah. And if he's over b'di'eved al tsuras v'seder levishasam, ein l'salkom al menas l'hanicham bofen ayeser mufchor mitzad ma'ase levishasam. You don't remove them in order to do it in a better way mitzad ma'ase levisha, because you don't want to remove the mitzvah. Mashen kein, the begadim that are l'tzarech avoda, maybe there's an inyan to remove them in order to wear them properly. You know, want to remove the mitzvah of the tefillin, but the begadim until you do the avoda. So just do it in order. What's the problem? But this is all if we say that the big day kahuna are only tzarech avoda, and there's no mitzvah belevisha. They're just a hechsher l'avodas hakohen b'mikdash. And l'chayr it's a machlokas, because the Rambam writes in the 10th parak of Kalayim, halacha beis, that kohanim that were big day kahuna, shelo b'shas avoda, you're only allowed to wear kalayim b'shas avoda, and so to write tenuchos klein mikdash. The writer argues. He says, look in the Gemara, it's even shelo b'shas avoda. So what's pshat in their argument? Pshat is achronim say, is levishas begadim rak letzarech avoda, or is the etzim levisha mitzvah? According to the Rambam, who says that shelo b'shas avoda the nisr kalayim, so he would seem to hold that there's no mitzvah be'etzim halavisha, the begadim are hechsher la'avoda, and therefore shelo b'shas avoda there's a nisr kalayim. The Ravid holds, don't worry about kalayim, because the etzim halavisha is a mitzvah. Now it's interesting to the question of im hay b'dayto lavod. Let's say a person intended to do the avoda and miyat pashtam, and then he took them off. Is he going to get malchus or not? Lefi the Rambam mishum kalayim. What do we say? No, his kavanah was for avoda, so it's for avoda. So l'chorok, even according to the Rambam, that's not a problem. because like the Shagazari says that Kalayim Bevikte Kahun is not mitam esay dechaloisese. Because it's not beidne, you're wearing it before. So what's pshat? That the Torah was matir kalayim bebigdei kohun, it's not midin esei dechaloisese. So as long as you're wearing it letzorech avoda, that's enough. It doesn't have to be that you actually did the avoda. As long as it's letzorech avoda. So, according to the Rambam, even if you put them on for the avoda and you took them off, you're still beseder because you wore them letzorech avoda. You know, mamish have to do the avoda because sof kol sof you're not doing the avoda mamish every second you're wearing them. First you have to put them on before you start doing the avoda. And certainly according to the Raiva that the etzem halavisha is a mitzvah, we would say that you're not doing an avera if you put them on and took them off, but he did a mitzvah b'levisha. So now mikim tzurik to the chilek of the minchas chinuch. What do the minchas chinuch want to say? There's a difference between big day kahuna and tefillin. A tefillin is a mitzvah every second, don't take it off, but not big day kahuna, it's only tzarech avoida, but that only works according to the Rambam, but not according to the Ravid. According to the Ravid, it's comparable to tefillin. It's comparable to tefillin. Just like tefillin's a mitzvah every second, and don't take it off, so it's a big day kahuna. So maybe according to the Ravid, you shouldn't take them off. You should just leave it on. And the big day kahuna take off only if it's letzarech avoda, but that's the Rambam. Another angle on this shaila is, says Hagoyin Rav Edelstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, if Levisha's Big Day Kahuna is a din ba'avoida, that it should be Big Day Kahuna, or it's a din b'kedusha sakoyin la'avoida. So if the etzem ha'levisha is a din ba'avoida, so yitochein that the seder ha'levisha is ma'akev ba'avoida. That the whole Levisha is for Avoda. And if there's a din for the Avoda, the Levisha's Mechnesayim is first, maybe it's Ma'akev Ba'avoda, and if your person wore Shaloka Seder, then his Avoda is Bibagadim Shindel B'shuk Shaloka Din. But if the Levisha is only a din in Kedusha's Kohen, the Kohen was miskadesh b'levishas habagadim into the avoda. So the seder levisha l'chor is not going to be ma'akev, because sof sof he's wearing the begadim, he doesn't have to fix it. Sof sof he has kedushas kohen. It's a derchak to say that the kedusha is going to change if he wears the begadim shaloka seder. Sof sof he has the begadim on him, however he put them on. So l'chora, it's going to be telling this shaila. Is it a din in the seder avoda? So then maybe the seder will be ma'akev. You have to do the avoda and a certain seder. Just like the avoda has to be done a certain way, so too the levisha. Or is it a din in the kedushas kohen? Then it would make less. It would apparently be less important. Unless you want to argue. I see there's a tzad to argue also that no, that the kedusha is only chal if you put it on this specific way. And the question is the Maisa Levisha's Begadim, is that what gives him the Kedusha? Or the fact that the Begadim are on him? L'chora, the fact that the Begadim are on him, then the Seder would make less, would have less weight, wouldn't be Ma'akev. The Heilige Rabbi Yosef Engel in Klal Yutes of the Asven D'Oraisa proves that Begadim are Tzarech Avoida, and they're not a din in Kedusha's Kohen. Because it's Mavur in Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel, other places, that Mechusar Begadim is Pasul La'avoida. But he says, V'chagarto isem avneit, v'zmatshe b'dayim alayim kunasim alayim, v'dayim ein kunasim alayim. You're only a Kohen to do the Avoda if you have your Begadim. Otherwise you're a Zar. So Chisaron Begadim Pasul is the Kahuna. And if so, how do you Truma without Begadim? So it must be that you only need begadim for the avoda, but not for achilas truma and kachim. I, the Gemara says, "V'man shein begdam leim kunasim aleim." There's zarim. So it must be that klape the avoda they're considered zarim, but yet they don't have to wear. But not klape everything else. Klape their kedusha, they're still holy. They can still eat Truma and Kachim. So you see that it's a din in the Avoda. And if it's in the Avoda, maybe the Seder is Makiv, like we said. You could say no. You could argue. It's not Muchuch. Maybe the Begadim are a din b'kiddushas kohen and not a din in the Avoda, but it's only in the din of the Kiddushas kohen l'tzarech Avoda. When do you have the Kiddushas l'tzarech Avoda? When you're wearing the big day kahuna. And I'm wearing the big dinner, you know, Kedusha L'Tzarech Avoda. But the Kedusha L'Tzarech Chilus Kachim and Truma, you have him without the Begadim. According to that, then it's Gevaldik that said it wouldn't be Makiv, because the Begadim are Taka Din in Kedusha's Kahuna. Kedusha's Kahuna for Avoda. But Kedusha's Kahuna, and therefore the Seder is not Makiv. So this is a very, very broad topic. A lot of people discuss it, and it's always Geschmack to learn a Minchas Chinuch with some spices. And we should be Zelch Ataka Lil Modu Lelamid Lishma Velas Lekaim's Kodavay Salmat Harassi Yahavu. Main Be Amen Shalom Shalom Sweetest and Hunt's Beloved Friends.